Byron Bay development. Although there is a record of a single dwelling in Byron Bay area in 1882, the town was only laid out in 1884, with the first lot sold in July 1886. It was officially declared a town on the 28th of August 1896. The influx of farmers, labourers and merchants followed the development of the old jetty in 1888, the opening of the railway in 1894, and the building of Norco's butter factory in 1895. The town's population grew rapidly and roughly as its industries developed, but stabilised between 2,300 and 2,600 from the end of World War I through to 1971. This half century was Byron Bay's industrial era, when it was unkindly described as a town reeking with the stench from the piggeries, the meatworks and the whaling factories, and sand processing with its effluent colouring the sea and washing onto the shores. All of Byron Bay's industries had closed by 1975, with the exception of the meatworks. Cheap housing, clean air, and clean seas attracted new people to the town. The two decades between 1976 and 1996 were the great growth years for Byron Bay, with its population jumping from 2,764 to 8,658. New subdivisions were developed to accommodate demand. The industrial and arts estate of 50 acres was opened for development in 1972, and the nearby Sunrise Beach residence area opened soon after. The Sandhills subdivision was opened in 1974 in the area behind Main Beach between Middleton and Messenger Streets. The firm land release for Pacific Vista Estate was made in 1980. Suffolk Park's boom started in the mid-1970s, with the number of residencies jumping by 184% in the first 5 years of 1976. In the 20 years from 1976, the demography of Byron Bay changed fundamentally. Industrial workers were replaced by those in service industries, particularly tourism, and those who sought beach or bush lifestyles. The remaining locals, the newly arrived surfers, hippies and environmentalists, and those looking for a peaceful and beautiful place to live, all valued the natural asset and beauty of the area. They understood that the town and its hinterland needed assistance and time to recover. Byron Bay's population continues to grow in the 21st century, but hopefully at a more slower rate.